Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Sandra Merrick criminal case continues. Without any opinion or statement, the California Supreme Court denied our request to review the well-documented bias and collusion between Attorney General Becerra and Planned Parenthood. This is regarding the 15 felony charges that he brought against her because of her undercover work regarding Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we've mentioned on this program before, on the Friday before the two-week preliminary hearing for the criminal case was to begin in California, the California Supreme Court put on hold the underlying court case. And they then began to review the documents that we presented. These documents clearly show the bias, collusion between the Attorney General, Becerra, and Planned Parenthood. There is so much information. He not only received contributions from Planned Parenthood, but he is pictured, Matt, publicly stating his support of Planned Parenthood. Behind him is a Planned Parenthood sign that says, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." This is the state's highest law enforcement officer who has put both feet on the neck of Sandra Merrick and David DeLayden, bringing 15 bogus felony charges against them because they dared do what other journalists would do, but this time they did it in the context of abortion. They did these videos of Planned Parenthood regarding their harvesting baby body parts and providing those to other entities for sale. And so now, without any opinion or any explanation, after this placing the underlying case on hold, California Supreme Court just said they're going to not review the allegations of bias. And now the criminal case can continue below. So we're going to have to reschedule this two-week preliminary hearing. And then after that, if the court continues, we'll have to go to a full-blown criminal trial.
A gross and blatant abuse, political abuse of the criminal justice system in California. The corruption is palpable. And at the highest level now, the Supreme Court refusing to look at the evidence and to consider the evidence on the merits, so to speak, and to persecute this woman, this whistleblower, criminally for her journalism and for exposing criminal acts by Planned Parenthood. It is one of the worst cases of corruption I've ever seen.
You know, I mean, Becerra and these other legislators are all in the pockets of Planned Parenthood. So, you know, I think about David in the Bible. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, he didn't go and then write a psalm or preach. He went and killed Uriah. So you can look at the analogy here with these people as they continually progress into sin, because without God, we have no moral compass. So they just continue to progress in sin. And unfortunately, these innocent babies are the victims.
Yeah, it is the biggest killing machine of innocent children in the world. It does over, 300,000 abortions a year?
Right.
That's the size of some large cities. That's the size, that's half the size of the state of Vermont, half the size of the state of South Dakota.
It's like 3,000 a day.
Yeah, and that's just Planned Parenthood.
Right.
300,000 babies, just Planned Parenthood in the United States alone. They have International Planned Parenthood Federation that participates in other abortions around the world. This is just the United States. They get $500 million of taxpayer funds every year, which is just still astonishing to me that has not been stopped. Well, the former Attorney General, Kamala Harris, who is running now for president, she is in the U.S. Senate, began this investigation process against Sandra Merrick And ultimately, under her watch, David Layden's home was raided because they wanted to stop the showing of these videos. Then she went to the U.S. Senate, and Becerra was put in her place. And, of course, he also is a supporter of Planned Parenthood, as I mentioned.
Received thousands of dollars, both of them.
Yeah, and stands in front of a Planned Parenthood sign that says, "I stand with Planned Parenthood," and this is the person who's prosecuting our clients. And it is so unprecedented that no other journalist in the history of the state of California has ever been prosecuted for doing undercover investigation. These are recordings that were done by her and David DeLayden in public places, not in the privacy of an office or the privacy of a home, but public places where there's people moving around, at restaurants where there's people right next to you. You know how you don't have private conversations. You know, people right next to you can overhear what you're saying. These are public places, Matt, and that's where the recordings took place.
In perfect keeping with the law.
Yeah, in perfect keeping with
ethical
the law.
For and any journalist, if she did it regarding animal rights, it would have not been an issue.
And the people, including the editorial board for the Los Angeles Times, they criticized the attorney general for doing this because they see the handwriting on the wall, the implications for other journalists. Others are siding with us on the law, and indicating how terrible of a precedent this would be if we lost the case, and they cite us that we should win based on the law, but they also say, but it's California. And the bias there and the selection in San Francisco, it's in San Francisco. And so that's where the jury will be drawn from. So now we have to begin this two-week preliminary hearing. In California, you have the criminal charges, and before you actually go to the trial, you have what's called a preliminary hearing. The preliminary hearing is kind of a mini trial, if you will. Now, a lot of trials would be a long trial if it was 2 weeks. Well, this is scheduled for 2 weeks. This is the pre-trial. And at the end of that presentation, the judge determines whether or not to dismiss the case or let the case go to a full-blown hearing, which could go who knows how many weeks after that. So pray for Sandra. She has put everything on the line for this, and she's done it because she wants to stand for innocent children, and she's not done anything wrong. This case is taking thousands of hours, thousands and thousands of pages of depositions and other matters, thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to cover the cost. I mean, tens of thousands in the north of six figures cost just to cover the deposition transcripts. So pray for Liberty Counsel and our team. Lots of trips to and from California. And this is just one case, by the way. Matt, this is the criminal case. We also have the Planned Parenthood civil case in which they're seeking tens of millions of dollars in damages from Sandra Merritt.
Yeah, trying to destroy her criminally, throw her in prison, and trying to ruin her financially as well.
Because selling baby body parts is big business for Planned Parenthood.
It's huge business. And you remember, Holly, that scene in the Unplanned movie where the actor who was the supervisor at the time of Abby Johnson, who was the youngest Planned Parenthood director in the country, who ultimately left after actually witnessing a first trimester section abortion. You remember when she started to question Planned Parenthood and the supervisor said, "Congratulations, you are taking on one of the most powerful, the most powerful organization in the country."
Absolutely, because that's where they make their money. They can. They used to try to pass it off like, "Oh, we do for, you know, different things for women's health." No. It's abortions. They push abortions.
And when she said congratulations or something to that effect, she wasn't thanking her. She was saying, "You know what you just did?"
She's threatening her.
She's threatening her. "You're taking on the most powerful organization in America."
And that's what we're doing right here.
And that's what this is.
Yeah.
You're talking about $500 million a year in taxpayer money. $500,000 or north of that in taxpayer money. Then you add on to that, there are other money that they get from abortions, which is their core business, according to the current president, and the other money that they get. And it's a billion-plus organization in terms of finances every single year. And they have unlimited cash to burn. So pray for us as we are now fighting two major fronts on behalf of Sandra, the criminal case, which will now go to the two-week hearing, and then the Planned Parenthood multimillion-dollar lawsuit against her as well. Enormously expensive, but it's enormously expensive not to stand for life. Stand with us as we stand with Sandra, and together we stand for the sanctity of human life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.